So we're continuing now where the Chafetz Chaim, after bringing us 8 sources, what he calls where the mitzvah of chesed lies, is now going through the Chumash, parsha by parsha, showing us in each episode in the Torah what's going on and the chesed that's going on, the new wrinkle of each chesed. So we're learning now in these stories. I think each story here, we could spend all of Elul's month on. I'm not kidding. Each one of these, if we really want to cone this aspect of chesed, we could spend a lifetime on it. I'm not kidding. We can't. That's just not the way Hashem did it. We have to keep moving. But I'll start now with Parsha. We did Bereishis with Adam and Chava yesterday. Now we move to Noah. Parshas Noah. So he says, and it's interesting if you look, as we did yesterday a little bit, the cases in the Chumash that the Chafetz Chaim chooses to be his examples of chesed, because we see there are many of them. Some people brought up yesterday, a few more in Bereishis, but he didn't bring them from, I think we're going to have a chiddush in each one of these. He's bringing out a whole new aspect of chesed that you don't see in other ones. I think he's selecting these, as you'll see, very strategically. Very strategically. So let's continue. Not that I would think anything less from him, but it seems clear that he's excluding many stories and bringing certain ones that he likes for his purpose. So now here we go. Parshas Noach. Sifra lanu haTorah. The Torah teaches us the story by Yesh Minayayin, by Yishkar, by Yiska. This by Noah, after he got out of the Teva, what did he do? He got drunk, right? That was the first thing he did. He went, he got drunk, and he got revealed. Yiska, his private parts were revealed, right? And what happened? His son Ham went and did something bad, as a machlokes, what he did, but whatever he did, it was nothing we want to talk about, okay? Well, he's going to talk about it, unfortunately. Either he raped him or he made him that he can't have children anymore. It wasn't pretty. So now by Yarcham, he doesn't even quote what he did. Look up at Siam, and he skips right to Shem B'Yefes, right? What did they do? They took the blanket and they put it by Yasimu al Shem Shneihem. They put it on their shoulders, right? By Yechasu es Erba Safihem. They covered up their father's erba. That's what they did. They saw that he was lying there and was very drunk and obviously naked, and they covered him up. But it says more. They also walk backwards. As we know, it's not in the pasuk, we're going to see in the footnote. They walk backwards to make sure that they themselves also didn't take a look at him after they covered him so no one else would find him. They also did it in a very tanua way. So now, he says interestingly here in the bracket, Shiloh Hayu, can someone turn the air conditioner on for me? I know, is it making it hard to hear? That's why we turned it off? Oh, then turn it on. Okay. So he says here in the bracket, which is we'll save this for afterwards to discuss this because it's really a halachic point, but it's something we should know. Shalom hayu mitzuvim. They were not commanded, Noach's boys, Shem V'Yefes, they were not commanded to go and cover up their father. They don't have an obligation of chesed. Ki ein ze misheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. It's not one of the 7 mitzvahs to do this type of covering up someone's embarrassment. That's not in there. It says the Chafetz Chaim. The Netziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Netziv, he wrote a Haskama for this book for the Chafetz Chaim. And in the Haskama, it seems clear that he's arguing whether or not Ben Noah is also commanded in the mitzvah of Chesed. It looks like we'll get to talk to that afterwards. Remind me, okay? So they did it, says the Chafetz Chaim, not because they had a chiyu, they did it mitzad midas ha-chesed. It was just they realized intellectually that was the right thing to do. That's as opposed to an obligation to do it. Now, וגם סיפרו לנו התורה את הברכה שבירך נוח. We also see in the Torah the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that Noah gave Shem v'Yefes, and how it happened at the end. At bracha we see that they were blessed. Laharos lanu, to teach us at Gedulas Hamida, to teach us how great this Mida is. Shetzarech ha'adam lizchaseh im chavero. A man has to do chesed with his friend. He was their father, but it's the same idea. But what's the chesed over here? Lechapot al kolono. B'kol kocho. You have to cover up his ugliness, his weakness, his difficulties, his problems, his things that make him look horrible. Okay? You have to cover it up actively. B'kol kocho, with all of your might. Kamosha Bukhas al Kvoda Atzmo, just the way you're worried about your kavod. So that's his chesed in this parsha, you understand? That's the chesed, not the chesed that Noah was feeding the animals and this and that and doing. No, he picked this one because this chesed is not helping him clean, take out the garbage. Oh, he's overflowing again. Couldn't help myself. Taking the garbage out or helping the guy, giving him a loan, giving him money. Here, it is an emotional chesed. You see, you know that if you were naked, lying naked, the last thing you want is to be uncovered and seen and caught by people that you, a horrible thing happened. That's the last thing you want, to be seen, right? So then don't go do it to this guy. That is a huge chesed, to cover up a guy's errors, or like my Rebbe used to do all the time. When a guy says something stupid in Shir, stupid in Gemara Shir, he would switch it around. No one would know what the guy said when Rabbi Green finished with the question that was clearly out of the text. He had no idea what he was saying. Rabbi Green would confuse everybody, confuse him, confuse me, and everybody would start laughing at the end before anybody knew what hit them. That's how quick he was to cover up when a guy said something clear. You understand that I'm not that way at all. You say something, you get it from me. He told me to do it that way, not this way. Just for the record. He never, I tried, I could have done it. I could also confuse everybody and say, oh, what a great point. Nobody knows what happened. That's just not me. But he was a master of covering up a person's embarrassment. Master in Shir. That's what we have to do. That is the message that he is giving us right here. Now, let's go to the footnote, because he has an interesting footnote, the Chafetz Chaim, which is, you can see how he's learning. It's incredible to watch him go, because it's so comfortable for us. It's so similar to the way we learn. So he says down here in the note, where he talks about the fact that that they covered him up, the brothers, the two brothers covered him up, and Ham, we know what he did. I already told you, we don't have to talk about it again. So he says, we're gonna have to. Ubezenir Ali Levayer. Now I'm gonna try to explain Masha Amru Chachminu Zechonu Lebracha and the Gemara Sota Daf Lamed Vav. Okay? Al Apostle Vigamet Atzira Yishalach Vav. Mean to say over there, there's some bird that spits out some poison, okay? Shehaisa Zorekis Behemara, it would throw. This was what they sent into Canaan in order to fight the war with Canaan, okay? They sent it over the river. These birds started, they were like drones, and they started shooting Mara, okay, into all the Canaanites. And it says there, in the Gemara, Rashi brings it on the Chumash. He says that these drones used to shoot out Misara Satan and Misama Esenehe. Two things it did, these birds. One, it Misara Satan is castrating or making them unable to have babies. Whatever it is, it's definitely making it they can't have children. How gruesome it was, this bird's behavior. We'll leave for now. And number two, it blinded them. Two things happened to Canaan right before Yeshua came in and started the war. Okay? So says the Chafetz Chaim, why dafka, lama dafka el shnei ha'inyanim? Why was this what happened in the war when they came into Eretz Yisrael? Why dafka to go blind them with the drone and to do the other thing? Why? So he says, nearly, the umishum, the Cham, Cham was their ancestor. Cham is the father of Canaan, right? Avi Canaan kilkel bezeh b'shnei dvarim. Two things he did with his father. Number one, b'masherah ervas avi. He looked at his father's erva. He didn't hide. He didn't turn around. He looked. And did more. V'lo chashash. He didn't worry. L'chasoso klal. He didn't care to cover up his father. Shelo yitbaze yota. That he won't be more humiliated by what happened. U'kidisa b'medrash. Ala pasuk. Arurim harishayim. This is interesting. Arurim, cursed are. This is a medrash in Medrash Rama and Balak. Regarding Bilam's curses. So he says, cursed are those wicked people. Shigam ha-re'iya shalahem humazik. What they see is damaging. Their vision, what they look at is bad, it's mazik. So therefore, he had to, these people were showing, Ham was a Rasha for what he did to his father, just by looking at him. And therefore, he had to go blind. That's why the drone killed the grandchildren, who obviously held the same mita as their forefather. Obviously, you don't punish the kids if they did tshuva and they're not like their daddy. But if they were like their daddy, it must be they were, as we know. That's why they dafked up blinded, because they're looking. They didn't do the chesed with their eyes. They lose their eyes. Okay? Number two, v'lochein asu shevi yefes. They were not like that, those two boys. Shebekol kolcham amalu, with all of their efforts. Shelolir os ervas amihem. You can understand that they're, you don't want to look, but you know, everybody, when they drive by a car crash on the highway, you open, everybody stops and looks. You think the crash is in your lane because there's so much traffic. They just stop and look, what happened? You want to look. These guys push themselves so hard not to look at what the gruesome thing that they had just seen. They didn't want to look at the car crash. Kidiksiv b'kro, as the pasuk says, v'yelchu acharonis, they walked backwards. So that's number one. Why these guys got the bracha, shevi yefes, and what Cham did with his eyes, which would say that wasn't the affair he did, just not covering up his father. The real affair was what he did before they came, when he was drunk. That's the affair. That's what I would have thought, always. But what's the big deal that he didn't cover him up? Okay, so they're not tzaddikim. But when you rape your father or do those horrible things to him, that's a bad man. He's saying, no, the Medrash is saying. The answer, the fact that they didn't look, that they did look, was already something that deserved punishment to Canaan generations later. Something to really think about. But oh, that's why I said we could spend forever on this, on each one of these, to apply it to us. But Od Shanis, the second punishment they got, that's clear, Shiserso, that all the drone, the birds, shot out those missiles that made them not have children. Moshe Pirish Rashi, Lechad Mandamar, Velechein, Ne'enshu Atarka, B'nei Knan, Shehayu Mizaro, B'nei Knan got the same punishment, no children, just like what Ham did to his father, to Noah. Mida B'mida, U'misar Tzitan, U'misame Enehem. That's why the Medrash gives this at the end of the Chumash. Now this bracha is coming at the end when they got their bracha and dvarim. Something to think about here. This mitzvah of looking to cover up your friend's difficulties. We know clearly, everybody knows, you don't have to even think about it, that when it comes to my embarrassment, I do everything in my power to make sure nobody finds out what I did and what I'm thinking and what I'm this and all the bad things I'm doing. No, I don't want anybody to know. No way. But when it comes to other people, I don't even see what I did bad so much. I don't want to see it so much. I don't want my kavod to be hurt. I don't even know. That's called denial. Talk to the doctors. Oh, it's called denial. I didn't even do anything wrong. That's how much I don't want to see what I did wrong. I didn't do anything. But when it comes to other people, I can see everybody's problems beautifully. I can see, oh, what he did, this is embarrassing, look what he did here, look what he did here. I see it all, right? Sometimes I like to talk about it and help the guy. You know what you did yesterday? You know what you did? You know what you did? That is the way the human brain was made, as I keep saying. I cover up my embarrassment, my own, and I like to point out, or if I'm a funny guy and I make sarcastic jokes about people and my friends and the guys, making comments to make the guy feel a little uncomfortable, that's all in good humor. It's all in good humor. Just fun. That is the way the man was made. That's the way we were built. What does the Torah want? Boom, fuck it. The exact opposite. He wants you to cover up all of the embarrassing things your friends did, which you don't want to do. You want to bring out all of the embarrassing things the friends did, anybody else did. But my things I hide, and the true Ben Torah is the opposite. Not the Ben Torah. I say the guy who's halachta bedracha, who's walking in the ways of Hashem, he's the one who wants always to find out what he did wrong. What horrible thing did I do next? I want to bring it out and see it so that I can fix it. But when it comes to other people, I have to do the opposite. Unless I'm in a specific role as somebody's bat mitzvah man or his Rebbe or his father or whatever it is, I always want to cover it up. If I have to educate him, I have to help him. But if that's not my goal, education, and sometimes it's not your goal, as we see. Not your goal to fix everybody at all. If it's not your job, then what's your instruction? Hide it. Hide his deficiencies. Cover it up, the problems that they have, that they eat funny or talk funny or do stupid. Fix it. Confuse people like Rabbi Green and the Gemara Shir. Do it. Use your brains that God gave you, powerful brains. Instead of figuring out funny ways to get the guy on his weak point, complicated, interesting sarcasm and whatever, try to use that brain to try to figure out ways to protect your friend, to do a chesed for him. That is not natural, except if it's for yourself. Then you'll figure out many, many different ways, stories, excuses, convoluted, the pupil shear to explain why what you did was not wrong. That you'll do. But to stretch your brain, to try to force that the guy that I'm, my friend, or some guy, some good guy, to use my brain to save him, to protect him, that's a new aspect of chesed that I think comes out from this story that we have to really take seriously. He's talking about this as a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now we'll get to the nitziv. We'll finish with this. It's not listed as one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. This idea of having to do chesed, milus chasadim. It's not in the seven mitzvahs of Noach, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, nun chesed with beis. It's not there. The Chafetz Chaim seems to be learning from here that since it wasn't listed over there, it must be that they're not mechuyim, and it's just a midah tova, just a good midah to have, chesed. However, the mitziv, and the truth is he's so strong, it could be that there's no real machlokes. He says it is one of the, it is in the mitzvahs that the non-Jews are commanded to do. How come it wasn't listed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 58b? Why wasn't it there? The Gemara answers that. The Gemara says that the only mitzvahs b'nei Noach are all lotaseis. Don't eat this, don't do that, don't do that. But kumba'ase, even though they're commanded, getting up and doing a mitzvah, even though they're commanded on those mitzvahs, it wasn't listed in the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, but they are commanded, the mitzvah, the Gemara says. The Gemara there asked the Kasha, what about setting up courts? That goyim have an obligation to set up fair courts, right? That is, that's a kumase, that's a mitzvah, that's a lotase. So the Gemara answers over there, no. Courts, even though it's a mitzvah zase, if you do an unjust court, it's a lotase. So therefore, it's a type of mitzvah zase, setting up justice, just court system. It's not just a mitzvah zase. If you don't do it right, and it's all corruption, then you're over. So that's why it was listed in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So it seems as though the Tzid is right. In his Haskama, he seems to make a light reference to the fact that the Chafetz Chaim is wrong over here and what he wrote. He doesn't really attack him. And it could be that what he was really talking about in this sentence, just a few personal notes, as Rabbi Miller says, personal note means I don't share it with you. Shaloi mitzubim al seh. Maybe what he meant is kibud avayim. They weren't mitzubim kibud avayim, and it was just midas achesed that they're chayev on as a kumaseh. Could be that that's what he's really writing over here in the Chafetz Chaim. And then there would be no machlokas between the Netziv and the Chafetz Chaim, and everybody would agree that chesed is a mitzvah that Bnei Noach is also chayev. This is a side point.
Not just chesed, any kumaseh?
No, just chesed, which is a one of the things that we built the world with. You can't say all mitzvahs are chesed. Just this one, which is a muskal rishon. It's self-evident to help people and build the world, populate the world. Everything is self. These are self-evident principles. Okay, that's what he says. But simple pshat is, the Chafetz Chaim doesn't hold it's a mitzvah for Bnei Noach to do chesed. And then it holds it is. Could be a machlokas. For us, that's a side point. The muster here is clear. Try very hard to look for opportunities where you can stretch your brain, your powerful brain, to think of ways to protect your friend from embarrassment in his deficiencies, covering up his mess for him. And don't worry about covering up your mess so much. Okay? Have a good day.